Yeah, welcome, Tom Berger Radio, guys. Give it up. Uh-huh, here's that. Yeah. Oh, you go, girls. Look at them. Loving me. Oh, we got a great show. We have a fantastic show tonight. Please welcome my two guests, Ryan Talmo, Damar Randy.
Yes, thanks for bringing us here. Yes, and all the ladies.
Yes, all the ladies.
All the ladies.
All the ladies. You can't see them. They're under the table.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
You dirty boys.
I'll tell you this. We had a fuller show for you. We had a couple casualties of sickness, and I believe Doug Reed was going to be here, but he had a thing where he's probably high.
He usually gets fucking high all the time. Yeah.
You know, that's all right. It's, you know, when you hit a certain size, you think of two things, weed and food.
Yeah.
And that's okay, Doug. That's okay, Doug. You know what? It's okay, Doug. I understand. I've had this happen from a lot of other comics around Echo Park, Silver Lake.
Oh, the hipster comics?
You know, that's what happens. They don't show up.
They get too high.
It's okay, Doug, hipster. Doug, hipster Reed.
Yeah.
All right,
he's
buddy.
Hear that. Yeah.
That's okay.
Dougie.
All right, Nikki, I hope you feel better. She couldn't make it tonight, but it's going to be the three of us. It's just going to be three guys in here hanging out, talking, probably not touching each other, probably not jerking each other off. Nobody knows.
Well, there is a camera, so.
Oh, then we will be jerking each other off.
Yeah, that's
going to happen. Okay, so tonight's show, we're going to kind of go over a few things. We're going to talk about Christmas coming up. It's a big thing. I have a question. I mean, everyone talks about Christmas. Is it pagan? Is it corporate? Is it religion? What the hell is it anymore? You know, I went to a church the other day. They had like a Santa thing, Christmas things. It's like, are you sharing with Jesus now? You know, I mean, you're like, okay, look, we couldn't win. We'll bring Santa and Jesus together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's his birth, but it's also the fun guy.
Santa's like the background dancer that wants to be the star, you know?
Right? Yeah, he's stepping over Jesus.
Yeah, he's stepping on Jesus' day. You know, like, he could have picked another day. We could have had Santa on any day, maybe even December 26th. But they're like, nope, we're going to do it on Jesus' birthday.
Isn't that the balls, though, where you're just like, no, I'm going to take his day. I'm going to do that. Like, I mean, you know, a lot of people hate that their birthday's on someone famous's day. He's like, nah, fuck it. His day.
Yeah, I want Jesus.
Watch this. I'm trumping Jesus. One of the other topics we're going to talk about is some kid in Texas killed four people.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk driving, claimed affluenza. First of all, I thought the guy was apparently very sick, and that's what he was saying. He was so sick he had the affluenza, couldn't see the people, sneezing or something. You know, whatever was going on.
Yeah.
And killed him. It's not that. We're going to get into what it is. And then we're also going to talk about, because we have Damar Randy here, who's an expert on race. I do. I love his Facebooks. I love the fact that Damar, you know what? Few people hate Whitey more than my wife, but Damar does. And I like that. No, it's okay. And
I love Whitey tap dancing.
Gene Kelly kind of thing.
The last thing we're going to talk about is we're going to get into comedy, because we're three comedy. We're going to get into comedy, the state of comedy in LA and where it's at. So let's go ahead and start this. Guys, I want to welcome Ryan Talmo.
Yes.
Does Liquid Zoo, travels all over the country doing comedy. Damar Randy is basically a one-man show. If you ever seen him, he's got so much energy.
I do a little bit of time, you know.
Tell us what you guys been doing, Ryan.
I just perform a lot. Let's talk about one thing I do. I produce a show called Performing Under the Influence. You've been on it before, Berger, where I get comics.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. That's the good part about it. Comics come up, they do a sober set, usually about 5 to 6 minutes. And the second they get off, they basically take a lot of substances of alcohol or weed. Okay. Sometimes
there were mushrooms.
There's mushrooms last time.
The last show
we did, there's acid too.
Yeah.
So it got a little crazy. And then you go back on stage and then you just try to figure it out. And that's pretty much the show. It's very popular. We're doing one this Saturday in Koreatown where we're just drinking eggnog.
It's insane. The show's insane. If you've never done it, Damar, it's insane. You get drunk off your ass. The first set,
You're hated.
The second set, people like, you just don't remember.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a good person to get drunk because, you know, I'm ready to fight. I get aggressive. I don't think that'd be my thing.
That was everybody in this show. Everyone. But it was more like it was loving at the end. Like, everyone just got to love each other.
Of course, everybody hugs after the club.
That's how it goes. Yeah, right? Everyone gets in the fight and then people start crying. My dad never loved me. I always hated those people.
I'm sorry. I had a tough day at work.
That always drove me crazy, those people that would drink and then they scream and yell, and then they're like, nah, my mom, my dad, go kill yourself. Yeah, yeah. That's my whole thing. Just a lot of people need to kill yourself.
Don't unload on me, man.
Right? Just kill yourself. So let me ask you, DeMar, a lot's been going on with this whole thing with the Black Santa.
Okay.
Here's my take, and tell me what you think. I think Santa's pretend.
Yes.
So does it really matter what color the pretend Santa is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Please elaborate.
Because you don't want to have your kids believing that a white man is never going to give you a gift. You're not going to get shit from no white man. Especially not no pink looking motherfucker like Santa. Maybe if you had a tan or something, I would go with it. But not one time when you get a gift from a fat white man.
Well, he's a little rosy red too.
Yeah, he looks like a lab rat. You know, he's got that lab rat skin,
like a naked mole rat, right?
Yeah,
like
Ryan almost reminds me of like Santa's fuck up kid.
Yeah,
you know, he's got like those rosy cheeks, but the long hair. Like he was like, fuck it, Santa, I ain't doing your shit.
Santa's black sheep son, right? Yeah. The prodigal son who can't grow a gray beard.
Yeah,
isn't that insane though? Some lady came out in the news claiming, look, okay, come on, everyone. Santa's white. And it's like, no, bitch, Santa's pretend. Kill yourself.
Yeah, he is pretend, but whoever he is in your reality, she's right in her reality. In my reality, he's black. You know, in her reality, he's white. She just stayed in her reality.
Right, well, I mean, in reality, St. Nicholas...
But there's no reality in imagination, but if you're going to imagine, then you can imagine whatever the fuck you want to.
That's how I feel, and that's the fact. I mean, St. Nicholas was Greek, so we know he was olive-skinned, he was Greek, he fucked boys. Here's the thing, we know that, okay? And his big story, if everyone doesn't know, is his big story was he gave gold to the father of three women so the father didn't pimp his daughters into prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became Santa. I don't know how that jumped into me getting my kid a fucking glow toy. You know? But this is where we jumped to. We literally went from some Greek guy who gave some presents and was kind, so now I got to buy my kid shit every year.
Well, remember, Santa was almost created by it's all corporate.
Coca-Cola.
From Coca-Cola. Yeah. Coca-Cola. It was what? From Atlanta?
Well, that's
and
the
so
thing,
it's,
yeah.
You guys blaming Santa on Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola designed Santa.
Coca-Cola created Santa.
Created Santa Claus.
They created the picture of Santa we believe in.
What we see of him. Yeah. Because before, he was very more like European looking.
Yeah, he was dark.
I thought it was a manipulating parental move to get your kids to act right for a little while.
Well, that's
what I do. That's the
thing I never get. Yeah, people do that all year.
Be good.
Be good or Santa's not going to bring you toys. How about
smart.
Be good or I'll beat the shit out of you?
Smart if you ask me. It's like, hey, all right, look, we can't get our kids to act right on our own parenting skill. Let's put it on somebody else.
Fake a person.
Yeah, let's fake a person who drops off gifts, and if they're bad and naughty, then they won't get any gifts. It's the perfect way to move kids into a state of consumerism.
Well, you better watch out.
Here's the thing. I was talking to my wife about this. If anyone doesn't know, my wife is fucking me.
Yeah?
No, my wife's black.
Surprising.
My wife's black. And it's funny because she starts off so... I was talking about this the other day. She starts off so many sentences. That's why I hate white people. And I'm like, really, babe? Because...
You're not
fucking white.
Yeah. You're not white.
Oh,
Jewish.
Yeah,
you're not white.
You know what it is? I agree with you. And I just don't ever want to be one of those people who goes, oh, I'm not white. I don't care. I'm fine with being white if I was, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So many people go, if you tell them like, oh, white, I'm not white. I'm like, I'm a quarter Greek. I'm 1 foot black foot Indian. I mean, kill yourself.
Yeah.
You're white.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's nothing wrong. You know,
I'm 1/4 rape. That's what.
Right. Well, you know what it is. You know that's
I'm
the thing.
I'm 3/4.
That's what nobody gets. You
ravishing.
Know, it's horrible to be white only because they won. That's the only reason it's horrible to be white is because they won. They won everything.
They won.
So they won, meaning white people kind of had the best country. They had the most money. They in that sense, right?
Yeah.
And so they won. So it's horrible to be white. It's not horrible to be Spanish, even though you raped the shit out of Mexicans.
Yeah, people
you
don't know? Think about that. Actually, they weren't even Mexicans. They were Indians. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing. When people tell me about, oh, Mexican pride, brown pride, you know?
Yeah.
Really? Should you just write, like, rape Indian pride?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's not a real race.
Spaniards and Aztecs.
It's Spaniards rape the Aztecs and there's Mexicans.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I don't think anybody, like especially whites, should claim a quarter of anything. It just proves where you came from.
Well,
you
know, I'm Italian.
That's why I go with white.
Disgusting your DNA is.
I'm 100% bloodline Jew. pure Jew, more Jewish than all these Jew-looking people. And that's the thing is, I just go white because I don't care. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I'm gonna hide, you know, I'm gonna run and hide. And this is the thing. So when I go back to the Black Santa, would you have cared, Ryan, if there was a Black Santa at your mall?
Give a rat's ass.
Right? Give me a candy cane.
Yeah.
That's all. Give me a candy cane, Santa. Okay. I don't care if you're purple. I don't care if you're Barney Santa.
I've been out of the Santa game for a long time, you know. My parents kind of broke it to me early, and I don't have any kids. I haven't been in the Santa game in 18 years. I really don't have a lot of feeling about Santa
anymore. Oh, it's insane. I mean, people are pissed.
Yeah, you have kids, right? So is this something...
Two of my kids know. They told me. They came up to me and asked me. I told them, look.
They just knew.
I don't lie. So when they asked me, I believe in that.
Yeah.
Because then when I tell them anything, they know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
And
that's, they trust you.
You know, it was funny because when I told them, it almost broke their hearts, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this, like, when they found out Santa was fake, mm-hmm. this crushed them. And I'm like, good God, how am I going to explain Jesus to him now? You know,
yo, you know what? My goal as a comedian and entertainer, one of them, not solely, but it's to have enough money to make my kids believe that Santa and the Easter Bunny exist forever.
Right? I'm gonna have a motherfucker show up in a bunny suit
and hop across the fucking grass every year.
So the kids are like 20.
Until they're 50.
Going through college.
I want all the fucked up kids ever. To think they're fucking stupid. Yeah, that's how rich I want to be, that my kids look stupid in college.
But
that's a big thing. So everybody's mad. Like, white, there's a lot of white people, conservatives, talking about, oh, Santa is white. A lot of black people are talking about, oh, well, who, you know, Santa can be black. Just whatever's in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Put that motherfucker in a Santa suit.
Yeah.
Have him have kids sit on his lap, because that's weird anyway, so whatever. And move the fuck on. Who cares? It's a pretend bullshit holiday that basically shits on Jesus, and, you know, and who cares?
And it tricks our kids, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. So, okay, so we'll jump from that. Speaking of which, what do you need?
That pipe.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, you got to do it low. So here's the thing. One of the biggest things going on, speaking of Christmas and this whole bullshit, because you know what's funny is I think we need to end Christmas, and I'll tell you why. Christmas is bullshit for poor kids and foster kids. And I always tell people, hey, guys, Santa's going to come and give all the good boys and girls presents.
Yeah.
Not the poor, not the foster kids, just the good boys and girls.
Yeah.
And it's a bullshit thing, because if you don't have parents, you think Santa hates you.
True.
No. I disagree.
Because you have parents.
If you don't have parents, then Santa shows up to the fucking foster care.
Well, true. Yeah, that's true.
Every fucking year.
I was never in foster care, so.
Everybody in foster I was in foster care for 3 years.
Okay.
One thing that they're going to get is tons of gifts. You get tons of gifts in foster care, and you get a Santa. They're going to make sure that Christmas is real for you every year.
They take care of the kids.
They do. Everybody donates to the foster kids.
Okay, so the kids where you were at were lucky their parents left.
That's good. Here's the thing.
There's a lot of poor kids, though, that don't have Santa. They don't have any idea of Santa. And their whole concept is that they're bad because Santa doesn't come for them. So screw it. May as well be bad.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad concept.
True that.
Jumping from that, we go to... have either of you, now I know, DeMar, we talked about this a minute ago, you hadn't heard of it, which drives me crazy, because here's the white person to hate.
Here's the story.
Here's Whitey This is what's driving me crazy about this story, is here's Whitey on a platter.
Yeah.
Here's the devil, the white devil, the son of a bitch, that motherfucker cross-burning piece of shit for everyone to prosecute.
Oh, yeah.
The motherfucker's driving drunk in his parents' car.
Yeah.
What kind of car was it?
I was probably a BMW just to piss off Jews.
Yeah,
a German car. White dude driving a German oven. But this white kid's driving a car, kills four people.
Yeah.
Okay. Goes to court.
Mm-hmm.
And his lawyers, I say his lawyers, but I mean Satan.
Yeah.
claims that he suffers from affluenza.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you that right now are thinking, wow, this kid
that
must be sick.
That is creative as fuck.
Affluenza is being too affluent.
Yeah.
It's too affluent. He's too rich.
That's creative as shit.
It's not my fault I killed four people. I'm too rich.
Yeah. But that's a very celebrity thing, too. He's got to think about that. So,
but
a lot
insane.
Of celebrities got to wait.
You got to think
people.
About the flip side. He just opened the door for niggas to have a fucking excuse. We're like, hey, we suffer from nigga flinza.
Yeah.
You know,
you know what?
We suffer from being sick and tired of being poor. That's a disease. Sick and tired of being poor is now a disease, and we should be able to get off on that.
Let me tell you this. Speaking of that. I don't know if the kid claimed it, but the same judge who gave this kid 1 year probation for killing four people.
Yeah.
Gave an African-American 14-year-old boy 10 years for murder. 10 years for murder. This kid gets 1 year probation for killing four people
in a car.
Drunk driving. Now, I'm. Like, I tell my wife all the time, look, I don't give a shit. You know, like, I really don't. I don't care about black problems, white problems, Mexican. Fuck, I have poor problems.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I have real life poor problems. The whole world is anti-poor, simply. If you're poor, you're in the same boat. Realize that. Wake up. Here's the thing. Where the fuck is Jesse Jackson? Where the fuck is Al Sharpton? Where is even Spike Lee?
Spike Lee? No.
Spike Lee. All the bullshit this guy comes out about.
Yeah.
He can't come out about this. Nobody can flip a lid. I want torches in Texas. I want buildings burned down. Yeah.
We can flip. Here's
Let's start killing Whitey. I want to kill Whitey over this.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Besides me.
And racism doesn't end.
I'm just saying, me and you beat the shit out of Ryan.
I'm down.
Because of this kid.
I'm down.
God damn it.
And until white people are rioting over racism, it doesn't fucking matter.
But why would white people riot over some rich white fuck? Now, I agree.
Because you believe in equality.
Okay, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is this is, okay, remember when the bat light goes off? Because it's time for Batman to do his shit.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton light.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers aren't doing anything. And do you know why? Simply because it won't pad their pockets. They can't cry racism. How about inequality? How about injustice? How about, my God, we should ban Texas for allowing this kid to not serve life.
Texas.
The entire state should be banned. But nobody gives a shit, right? Here's the thing. George Zimmerman, okay, kills Trayvon Martin, gets off. Everyone flips out. I agree. I've heard the whole thing. I'm on everyone's side. Zimmerman's a piece of shit. What went on? The guy should be in jail for life. Okay.
Did he kill four black people?
Did he kill four people? That's the thing.
I'm asking you a question. So, I just want to know, did he kill four black people?
I have no idea the race of the people. That's the thing.
I
believe, and this is just my opinion, if it doesn't involve racism, you know, which it does, but it doesn't, it's not a direct racism.
It involves ism.
Yeah.
Socialism.
It's such a broad view of racism. It's not like a day-to-day racism that we have to deal with on a day-to-day thing. It's more of a court system that we already know is not made for us.
But here's the thing.
It's
when
not
you
made
say
for
that,
us.
Who's the us, though? Because
niggas.
Okay, now let me explain
something
to you. I
don't say not black people, niggas.
Okay, now I'm going to explain something to you because you know what's so funny is people used to tell me all the time that that's what I was. I don't use that word. I don't use that word because I have a 4-year-old daughter who's half black and half Jewish. I don't use that word because if someone said that to my daughter, I would kill them.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I say it, I used to do it in my act. I used to talk about it, not in the way like making fun of it. I used to bring up real points, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't do that anymore simply because if someone said that to my daughter, I would kill them.
Yeah.
So if I say it, I'm one of the people who's continuing. I'm bringing it out there. Yeah, you know,
I mean,
there's so many white people and there's so many non-black people saying it. There's so many black people saying it. I personally believe everyone needs to stop. It didn't work. We didn't desensitize it. Let's just end it. Let's make, if you say kike right now, I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm going to get mad about it.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Now, DeMar's a little stoned, so make this quick, DeMar.
So I'm at the Jay-Z concert in San Jose, Bay Area. All the Asians there act black, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I go to the Jay-Z concert. And the white people act black, too. There's a lot of white people and Asians that act black. So I'm at the Jay-Z concert.
Wait. Can you clarify for me how to act black? Because
you love hip-hop.
Again.
If you can feel hip-hop, then that in this society, you're acting black.
Okay, because that's the funny thing, because my wife, who doesn't act it, but she actually is, whines like a Jew all the time.
That's why you like her.
I love her, but that's the thing. When people say acting black, I always wonder, which black person? Which one are you acting like? Are you acting like Sammy Davis? Because if you're acting like Sammy Davis, you're like me, you're a Jew.
Yeah.
You know, if you're acting like Pryor, you're back and forth.
No, well, see, I don't think you can. I don't think Pryor is right because that's
love,
you know,
that
he was
guy,
a crackhead.
By the way, God, let
he's
me
a
tell
crackhead.
You, my Jesus, I don't care, my Jesus.
He's a crackhead.
The greatest one of two of the greatest comics who have ever lived.
Who's the second?
Richard Pryor and Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce
is the greatest
Richard
comic.
Richard Pryor
who ever
needs an asterisk by his name.
Richard Pryor is the one of the great. Richard Pryor did more for race than anyone in this entire ever did. Ever going to
that point? I agree with.
Oh, he pushed the envelope.
He made everyone go, wait a second. Why are you being such an asshole? Why are you being such a piece of shit? Why
came
to
being open. That was he was the master. But
a genius.
Being the fact that he smoked crack really like on a skill level was, you know, where I'm like that's cheating.
Let me say this.
Wait,
I understand what you're saying. That's Robin Williams. That's that motherfucker speedballing and shit like that.
Yeah,
jokes. That's different. Richard Pryor smoked crack and did drugs to get through his whole life.
Yeah.
He didn't do that shit to go up on stage and talk.
No.
He did that shit to get over his life.
Yeah, I could bring you 3-4 Richard Pryors right now. They in front of the liquor store in my neighborhood.
Right? That's how it works.
Y'all want another Richard Pryor?
Right?
Go get
that's
that
how
motherfucker.
It works. But that's the amazing thing. So now one thing I really want to talk about is, because we're talking about it anyway, is my big question is, where is race relations in 2013? And I'm going to tell you this. Now, I'm going to give you a statistic, DeMar.
Okay.
But, Randy, DeMar, I don't know what the fuck your name is.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. I'm going to give you a statistic, and I want DeMar you to hear Randy. This. And I want it to be exact, so I'm going to go on my stupid iPhone like a freaking hipster.
Okay, go ahead.
You're not watching for doing that.
Okay, now watch this. Okay, 6,222 reported hate crimes in the United States of America last year. 6,222. Do you know that 46.9% of those were race related? The rest were gender.
49%, you said?
46.9. Look at this motherfucker acting like he's
an
Right, I used to teach. I used to teach in South Central, bitch. You can't add. 46, I was your teacher.
46.9%.
So, yeah. Okay, so 46.9%, right? Were race related. Here's the thing. The others were like 20% was like resulted from sexual orientation, you know, the penis duck dynasty thing, that whole stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, but here's the thing. Okay. So let's say 46.9. So let's say 3,000 of them were race related. Do you realize out of 500 million people, that is 0.0000006% of the entire population who has ever reported a hate crime in 2012.
I think, hang on, are you finished?
Wait. 0.0000006% has reported. Now, more people have reported mass murders than hate crimes. Now, go on, what were you going to say? I say that because we talk about how there's so much racial tension in the world and everyone hates each other based on race. Meanwhile, that percentage of America has ever reported a hate crime. You would think with all all the racism media tells us that we have, all the hatred going on.
It's money.
You would think it would be at least 1%. 1%. Like 50,000 people.
Yeah.
In 2013 yeah. reported hate crimes. Okay. That's low, but okay. But no, way like 2,000 people at max reported hate crimes in the whole freaking United States.
We live in a different time now. Everything is around social media. So whatever's posted on Facebook or Twitter, things go a lot quicker. So that one little incident that happens in Mississippi is now a big deal.
Right. So it's even more reported.
Yeah.
So it's even a higher percentage right now. So what I'm saying is when people tell me there's racism in America, I don't care if you're saying like, because here's the thing. When we talk about racism, everyone pictures the white guy in the fucking sheet.
Yeah.
That's not racism. Racism is simply believing your race is better than another race. That's all it is. Do you realize that so many Latin people have such a prejudice toward black people? That doesn't come from white people.
Same thing with the Latins of Cubans to Puerto Ricans to Mexicans. They hate each
hate
other.
Hate each other.
Hate each other. Asians hate each other.
White people had nothing to do with it. So when we get into the whole thing.
I live with Asians.
Yeah, please jump in.
Can I?
I've never heard of such a quiet black guy.
I just make points. That's all. You know, I just make strong points.
What they need to do? They need to sell fucking pot and weed in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Right? If
yeah,
this will keep them this quiet.
Okay. Well, every horror
here's,
film.
Here's what we have. Here's what we have here. I wrote down your statistics.
Yes.
You said 6,222 hate crimes were reported ever?
No, in 2012.
2012. So
okay,
altogether.
And based on the FBI reporting.
Okay,
which
so
is very corporate.
Yeah, right. Like Santa.
With that number there, I think the point you brought up is a classic spin of statistics, because what you don't realize is that the key word there was reported.
Yes.
That's the key word there.
Okay, let's go .0006.
Reported is a huge number because you can deal with a hate crime every day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
If I reported every hate crime that I felt or that happened to me.
What hate crime has ever happened to you?
I mean, I've been called racial slurs.
Like what?
Nigger.
By who?
I think it was an old Jewish white dude.
An old Jewish white dude called you that.
No old Jewish white dude
would ever call you that.
Yeah,
he would
did.
Merely cross the
yeah,
street thinking in his head.
Yeah, no, he called me a nigger in Beverly Hills. I remember
okay,
that.
Okay, wait. Some Jewish white dude called you that.
I can't say Jewish white dude. He's just a Jewish dude.
Okay, some Jewish dude called you that in Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
For what reason?
Because he ran the light.
Did you think he called you it, or
no,
did
he
call you
No, he
it?
Was very clear yeah. to let me see and hear that he was calling me a nigger. He rolled the window down, and he slowed down as he pulled up in front of me, almost like the same thing that happened in Compton when I got shot. It was like a drive-by, but it was a drive-by hate crime. He called me a nigger and then rolled the window up and sped off.
Just like a Jew.
That's right,
just like a
show. So you can't tell me that it doesn't happen. You just at some point you don't you can't report everything. What am I going to say? The old Jewish guy hurt my feelings
intersection. Is it a hate crime? Let me ask you this: is that really a hate crime when he says it and speeds off?
It's still a hate crime.
It more seems like he's a pussy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, that's the thing. I'll tell you this.
Even not giving somebody a job because they're black is a hate crime.
No.
That's definitely
prejudice. That's discrimination.
Yeah, discrimination.
But watch this. That's a crime.
Watch this.
It's really a hate crime,
though. Let me tell you this. People always talk about like this, like with the A, it's okay. I've never said it with the A. Anytime I've ever said it growing up, it was ER. It was meant with hate. Mm-hmm. It was meant to piss somebody off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in Pacoima. I grew up in Pierce Projects. Okay. Shout out to Pacoima. What's up, Pacas? Okay. So, but here's the thing. I grew up in the projects, a Jew, an Aryan looking Jew in the projects. I grew up shouting that out because I would walk down the street and people would yell shit at me. people to say shit. Yeah. My dad was killed when I was pretty young. He was a Brooklyn Jew. He was a tough motherfucker. Well, here's the thing. Whatever. Here's the thing.
Oh, man. Life must be really hard
switching gears here.
It's hard. Look. I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you this, San Pedro.
You need a hug, man?
Let me tell you this. Okay. I found my father shot to death. In Anaheim, yeah. He was killed. But prior to that all happening, I was living in Pacoima. I used to get shit yelled at me. I always felt like, you know what? If you're going to yell something at me, I'm going to yell something back at you. And that's what I used to do. And so if someone says something to me...
Is that the proper solution, though?
Well, no, of course not.
Is that the...
No, of course not. But uneducated people, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And are you uneducated?
I was. I was an eighth grade dropout originally. I went back to school, got my GED, went to college, became a school teacher. But here's the thing. Most school teachers are never me. There are always people who can get through school.
Yeah.
I taught in South Central LA for about 6-7 years at Charles Drew Middle School.
Shout out to South Central.
Where my dad's from.
So here's the thing is, you know, I grew up in a situation where you saw all kinds of craziness. When someone would say something to me racial, I would shout whatever they were back. I learned that, you know what? That's not necessary. In my comedy, I would talk about it and different things like that.
Yeah.
It's just simply like this, though. I feel that word simply needs to die. It simply needs to die. I don't know where it came from. There's a big discrepancy whether it came from the Nigerians coming up the river, being Nigers, and then the slang, you know, or
I can't let it die. You know what I'm saying? I love my niggas.
This is the thing.
I love my niggas. My nigga.
Where Cracker came from.
Nigga?
Well, see, but here's the thing. Do you know where Cracker came from?
Yeah, it came from the plantations.
The whip cracker.
Whip cracker, yeah.
Right, that's not an insult.
They call them crackers.
When you call me, like if someone calls me, if someone yells at me because they think I'm white, they yell at me cracker, I just think, are you yelling that I used to whip you?
That's not
an insult.
Yeah, I got it my own. I like lab rats. That's a fun one.
I haven't heard that one.
I made that up myself.
You know where hockey came from? You know hockey?
No, I don't know that one.
You know where hockey
came from? I know, but I don't know where it came from.
The white guy used to pull up and honk.
Uh-huh.
Meh, meh. With the little horn, the squeeze horn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For his girlfriend. So they'd be like, oh, dude, honky's here. That's where honky came from. So it's none of it's an insult.
Yeah, yeah.
But the word you're talking about is simply, it's literally a slang. It's a derogatory term. And I wish it would end. Okay. Now, here's the thing.
I love my nigga.
Well, that, you know, that's the
you
thing.
You don't love
is,
your niggas?
Well, that... I literally, it's a subconscious thing with me that has happened where I...
You just feel guilty because you used
it the wrong way before. No guilt. Anytime I used it, I stand behind it.
You stand behind 100%. You stand behind your niggas?
I'll stand behind that because where I grew up, I would literally walk down the street and people would yell shit at me like, fuck you, white boy, and this and that. And I would just yell shit back. My dad was a Brooklyn Jew.
Yeah.
I grew up like, fuck it. You want to throw down? Let's get down. You know?
Hey, Burger.
Yeah.
You want a hug?
I do. I gotta be honest.
Yo, you need a hug, man.
I can use a hug.
You need a hug.
I couldn't use a hug.
Let's cut all this bullshit, man. That was a long time ago, man.
I'm just saying.
Let's move forward. I'll give you a hug and you can forgive all of them.
When I married my wife, I literally had to tell her, like I said, look, I don't really like black guys. Like, I just want you to know that. Like, I grew up in Pacoima.
Get over that shit, man.
No. Here's the thing. You guys aren't... It's not like it's your fault, per se.
Well, it is your fault.
It's your fault. But...
No. The show is just so for the both of you guys today.
Okay, get it in, Ryan.
I'm trying to jump in, but you guys are in your own world.
Okay,
man, you got a double dutch, man.
You know what? Fuck this.
Well,
we're going to jump. We're jumping subjects.
Well, I don't segue. I can just say something really quickly here. Is my dad, he grew up in Watts.
He was black.
He's Italian, but he was literally black. He lived in the heart of Watts in the 50s and into the 60s, and he was through the riots. All of his friends were black.
Okay.
And so my grandparents, they're from Bronx, and when they moved out here, they were the only white family that moved into Watts at the time. It was an Italian neighborhood before.
Yeah.
And they
That's like Compton was.
Yeah. Lakeview Terrace was all Jewish.
And they just stayed.
Kevin Costner's from Compton.
Yeah. And Steve Martin, too.
Yeah. Actually.
So they just, my dad just stayed, and he grew up there. He grew up through the riots. And it's not that big of a deal to him.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me ask you a question, Damar.
Okay.
Is there anyone you hate for being white?
No.
Okay, wait. Ryan.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you hate for being Chinese?
No.
Like, too freaking Chinese?
I have an Asian fetish, so
wait,
no.
But I mean, has there ever been anyone you've hated for being too Iraqi?
No.
Okay. So, but here's the thing. And when we realize
white people.
Well, you hate white people, but you don't even know why.
No,
you hate white people because good times told you should.
No, I will systematically tell you why I hate white people, yes. But I don't know if we have enough time for
right,
that.
Right, right. But that's the thing. When you realize it's not white people, it's rich people, and that's the
I'm
whole,
sleeping on the floor of my lofts. Trust me, I'm...
Thank you. You know, see, that's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but you guys...
Who
play,
is Ryan oppressing?
You guys play some good PR on this shit, though.
No, let me tell you like this.
White people have great PR, man.
Either way, Ryan is oppressing nobody from Reseda. I'll tell you, I'm a Jew. I'm 100% Jewish. You're black. Ryan has yet to oppress either of us.
No, I don't care.
I mean,
I've dated both
even
of
if he
you
wanted to.
You two
if he
realize.
Wanted to. If he wanted to, we have more money than him.
Actually, combine your accounts probably right now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have $60 to my name till tomorrow.
Nothing. He's nobody to us.
Yeah.
Look at Whitey. There's your Whitey
look at me,
right
I look
there.
Homeless.
He's got long hair. He looks homeless.
You think I don't know you guys are poor? You guys take right? like 40, almost 65% of welfare in America.
Thank you.
I know you guys are poor.
Thank you. I agree.
How about realizing this?
So how about realizing this and we all hold hands and fuck the rich? Now, yeah. I'm going to jump subjects.
I want to be rich. I say fuck people that don't care.
You mammy bitch. Here's the thing. I'm going to jump subjects.
You can be rich
and
care.
We're jumping subjects. I want to jump into comedy.
All right.
I want to jump into comedy. I want to talk about comedy in L.A., I want to talk about the state of comedy in L.A., mm-hmm. but I'm going to start out with this. I'm going to start out with this one statement. If you are a comic, with the exception of Corey and Chad, the Smash Brothers, who 5 years ago had the haircut,
yeah.
okay, with the short hair and the beard, they
yeah.
were doing that forever.
Which they, oh, by the way, everyone's listening right now, it's the Inland Empire's, like, kings
they're great.
Of comedy.
They're great. They're wonderful guys, too, and I really
yeah,
like
sweethearts.
Them. But here's the thing. If you're not them and you have the Duck Dynasty haircut, you're a piece of shit in comedy. You're already the biggest hack piece of shit in the world because you didn't have the haircut before.
The shaved head with the beard.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you're walking around with a shaved head and a beard, you're a cunt. In comedy.
You're a cunt.
That's all I want to say. Now, I want to set this to Ryan to start because he's been so quiet tonight.
I know. It's
Ryan,
so sad.
This is your time.
Sorry.
This is your time to shine.
It's fine.
One of the things I want to talk about, I want to bring up bringer shows.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Bringer shows, go Ryan. Go Ryan.
Oh, God. We were talking about this earlier. It's turned to this... circus of a show right now. There's no corporation of it right now. It's basically clubs saying, hey, do you want to perform? I love to perform. Great. You're going to do 7 minutes, depending on how many people you can bring. If you don't bring enough people, I'm going to bump you, take you off. You might do 3 minutes. And then basically the headliner is this, a guy that can bring 45 people in. It's
now,
not
is
a
it
real comedy
club?
Show.
Is it the club or the promoter?
It's the promoter. The
okay.
club sadly has to take it because they need the money. So.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. In a sense, it's like, now we know one of the biggest whores out there is Matt Taylor.
Yes.
I'm going to call him out by name. Michael Q.
Yeah, Michael Q.
I'm trying to think of some others. If you
crazy.
Can.
Crazy Cindy?
Crazy Ugly Cindy. Ugly Cindy. If you're Crazy Cindy, whatever you want to call her, mm-hmm. him, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, Skeletor.
That's yeah. another one. Who's in that? Who's some others?
We got Big Mike. We got Monarch.
Mike, we got Brian Monarch.
We got...
But, you know, the ones that get me the most are like the Matt Taylors mm-hmm. who tell comics, tell new comics, hey, I got an industry at your show. I will bring industry to the show. You're going to be seen by the Comedy Store. you know,
you got agents coming out to watch you. I'm like, really? I got agents? Like, this is, it's basically like in the 1950s when that actress comes in from the farmland. She wants to be famous. She gets off the bus and she wants to get discovered.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing they're treating with the comics right now.
That's and what they want, doing.
It's people that just started doing comedy. They haven't done an open mic yet.
Yeah.
And they throw them into a club and you're like, do 7 minutes.
I don't do bringer shows.
Yeah, and
yeah,
here's I'll tell you this. I don't hate on bringer shows per se. I hate on liars. And when like a Matt Taylor will tell people, hey, if you come to my show, there's going to be industry there and this and that. He doesn't tell them it's service industry.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's a big sham. That's what it is. It's a big sham, a shit industry.
Oh, yeah.
Like you do the Liquid Zoo.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: for comics who want to do comedy, that's where you go and do comedy.
Well, you grind it out. You figure it out.
Where you're doing a set where somebody's looking at you like, I would rather die than listen to you any further.
Yeah.
That's comedy.
Well, somebody has to be the devil. You know what I mean? That's just the way it
always.
Is. As long as we can all identify who the devil is, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're gonna have people that come to LA and they don't have a dream, and when you don't have a dream when you come to LA, then they'll give you one and they'll try to sell you one. So just have a dream before you get here, so these motherfuckers can't take advantage of you. Just know what your mission is and know what your product is, and don't compromise that shit.
I think Jamar said it perfectly.
He did. He laid it out.
I think he basically showed that.
He laid it. Well, the bringers is the destruction of comedy, but it's been around before comedy because bands were doing it in the 70s.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah. Bands have been... Well, they do barking in L.A. I mean, in New York.
Yeah.
They do barking.
They do barking for you,
okay.
Yeah.
I have no problem with bringer shows. Who is it? Mr. J. Whatever the hell is...
M-Bar.
Basically, Mr. Terrorist. But no, I love him though. He's a nice guy. He does a good bringer show. No, I don't do any bringer shows. No real comic should be doing a bringer show. But the fact is, when you're starting out, it might not be the worst thing in the world to experience a crowd.
You have to cut your chops and just experience it. Deal with the sexual harassment.
I never even tried it. I'm like, man, you know what? I already know what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I just gotta hone it and get better. I just chilled at Marty's. I already knew what I wanted to do. So every now and then I just show up to a big club and rock that shit and then disappear for a little bit, come back, work on my shit.
There you go.
See how it's developing, show up at another big club, rock that shit, and then roll back out to Marty's. I'm just chilling, you know?
Right?
I got other shit I'm working on.
People out there who could call in and let us know that... what the hell Randy just said. It was...
He said big club at Marty's.
That's... Okay, yeah, he said something about Marty's.
Big club. I go to the big club.
Go to Marty's.
Try it out.
No rock paper.
I show up to rock paper sometimes.
Right? Can't do rock paper.
I'll do a guest spot at rock paper.
Cutting my wrist there every time I'm there, so I can't do a set. It's so sad.
So we have no callers tonight.
Yeah.
But if we do have any callers... Do we have any callers, Jeremy? Okay, I like... No.
You're gonna build a huge fan base from this show today.
We're pumping it in after it's recorded. You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna blame DeMar because he's black.
What?
I don't care. Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb
and do what?
And blame you just simply for being black that we had no callers tonight. Because the last show we had three callers.
That's terrible, man.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want
right.
to. I'm not the police of morals. You know?
Let me show you how that works.
You gotta live with yourself with that.
No. No, you can't allow that. That's what I'm showing you. That's what I'm reversing. I'm showing you a whole thing. Right now you need to stand up and say, no, bullshit. You can't blame me.
You know that.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I wouldn't associate with anybody who actually believes something like that.
No, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in comedy that there is a lot of ism? Racism? Homophobism.
I do. I see it.
I see it all the time.
I see it every day.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
You know what? I'm not even fucking paying attention to none of that shit. I got a mission, man. Fuck them. Just get out the way. That's all I care about. If you bomb in front of me, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make you look stupid, and then I'm going to rock my shit out. If you do good, I'm going to roll out and do better and try to make sure they forget about your set.
I don't pay attention to nobody, man. Let me explain something. I don't think you're hating Whitey correctly.
Whitey's gonna be who he is.
Why is Whitey a guy?
Because that's, that, you know, that's,
right?
That's who Whitey
but
is.
There
that
is.
Is. That is the,
there
he's,
it is.
He's the man.
Whitey's got to be a guy.
Yeah, he's got to be a guy. It's not a woman.
No.
No. No.
I think Whitey should be a woman. Right? That silences everything.
Why does he have to choose? Why do we have to choose? Why do we have to choose a race?
Right.
I could have just been talking about one, you know, the white male. You know, I have a totally different opinion on a white woman.
I like the way you, I'll tell you, Ryan. Let me, as Whitey.
I'm the white. I'm not representing Whitey tonight.
You're representing Whitey.
I'm representing the Whitey.
How do you feel about DeMar's hatred toward Whitey?
I don't really care.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm Italian.
As a white comic.
I hate my own kind.
As a white comic.
I can convince white people to hate themselves.
As a white comic, how do you feel? Do you feel like you have an up in comedy?
No.
Okay.
He's at a flat out disadvantage in comedy.
Because you'd agree.
Huh? Yeah, I definitely agree. I have an advantage in comedy.
I like that.
I have a total advantage in comedy.
No, right. I don't think so.
No, I agree.
And that's
with
what
them.
Makes me that's what makes me move faster than everybody who started with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I have already have a story.
Yeah.
I already have pain. I already have my idea of who I am.
But we all have a story.
All of my morals have been tested.
Yeah.
They're not something that I believe. This is something that I know that I'm willing to do when this situation
that he
happens.
Believes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
But we all, again, everyone in comedy has a story and they all have their own pain.
No,
but
no.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. As Whitey?
You don't understand what I'm saying.
You know what? No, I do, though.
You don't understand?
What you're saying is simply this, that you have shit to share. This motherfucker, he has to come up with material.
Yeah, he's got to come up with shit and try and be funny.
Yeah, he can't come up there and go, I'm white.
I could just go, hey, this is what happened to me today, and you guys are going to laugh at it.
Yeah, right. He can't walk. If he walks up there and he goes, hey, guys, you know what sucks? Like, I'm a white dude with a big dick, and I fucking rock. Right? Like,
he looks pretty generic. Like, he doesn't, you know, he probably like try and peacock a little more. He doesn't have like a unique look to him.
But that's the thing. So for him, he's got to work so hard.
Yeah, he's got to work hard.
I agree with you.
Poor white man.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Being a white comic has got to be the hardest.
It's hard.
I'm a Jewish, but being so Aryan looking, I feel for the white man in the sense that as a white man, what do? Do you go up there and you go, hey, guys, look, I know how everyone feels about Whitey. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
No one cares about
me.
No
one cares.
That's why I talk about other shit.
Right. What are you going to do? Go, hey, guys, as a thin white guy. No. As a straight white guy. No. Nobody gives a fuck about you, Ryan.
No, I don't.
You're the least cared about.
That's why I should fucking just quit in comedy right now.
You're the least cared about person in America.
I should manage a fucking Ralph's supermarket somewhere in the valley. And
not a chance. You know why, Ryan?
Why?
You know why? Because they hired a black gay guy.
Yeah.
To do the same fucking job. You're not welcome.
Hey, growing up, my mother, she used to, I'm so fucking funny. This is how funny I am. My mother used to beg people to stop laughing at me. She would be like, stop, you'll egg him on and he'll keep going on forever. She used to have to beg people not to laugh at me.
See, and I think this motherfucker had a mother. Like, how the hell
you wouldn't even know
claim...
I had morals, huh?
Do you have a dad, too?
Yeah, I got a dad.
Was
I mean, don't you have a dad? Dad,
no,
I wasn't
motherfucker,
born
my dad was killed. Did you hear shit?
You
listen to the show.
Ago.
I have a dad.
Welcome to the black world. Welcome to the black world.
You had a dad. Right? You know him.
Right? Watch this. You got a mom and a dad, right? I see
everybody does. Everybody has
family.
A mom and a dad.
No. No, not still.
Huh?
Not still.
That's the progression of life. My dad's going to die at some point.
Yeah, not when you're 12. Here's the thing. But this is the world, though. They always tell you, right? Like, you're going to go out on stage, you're going to talk about, like, people shit on me. Oh, because I'm black and my hard life.
Yeah.
You got a whole family. I seen your sisters.
What's wrong with having a family?
One of them I wouldn't fuck.
What's wrong with having a family? All of my family is beautiful.
No, nothing's wrong with it.
I have a beautiful family.
Nothing's wrong with having
a
family.
So I don't understand what the point is.
I'm saying simply, as a black comic.
We should cut the weed out of the show.
We really should. As a black comic.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a lot to talk about, do you?
I have tons to talk about.
But I mean, isn't it hard?
I can tell you what happened, even as far back as maybe 2 years ago, and even further, just stories of my life and what happened to me.
But are they bad, or they were like, oh, it was fun?
There's,
like, dad was there, mom was there, we played T-ball.
They're in parables.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
My mother and father were never married.
They're divorced.
They never married.
They never married.
They never married. They broke up at like 18. You know, like by the time I was like 2 or 3, they broke up.
Where was your dad?
My dad was in the streets. He's a hustler. He's a pimp. He's a drug dealer. So he was out in the streets. You know, and my mother, she worked a good job. She didn't have a degree, but she had found a good job. She made $150,000.
Forget about that. All I'm asking is, can you get us drugs?
Can
your dad get us drugs?
Yeah, right now.
My dad can get you a weapon of mass destruction if you need.
Whoa. All right, Tom Clancy shit coming our way here.
Right?
Whatever the fuck you need.
The whole breakdown of the show is, what can your dad do for us?
Whatever the fuck you need.
1 full hour to break that down.
Okay, so let's end this kind of sharp. This was kind of a thrown off show.
I was more of the the side bench man, but a little more of a bench warmer.
I'm a whitey tonight.
That's what
I'm taking the bunts.
It's all good. I'm the bench warmer. Good.
You're good.
I want to hear for at least a minute. I want to hear your feelings on
what?
Comics that are well known do you hate?
That I hate,
that you think are pieces of shit and shouldn't have any fame in comedy.
And
then I want to hear from DeMar.
I can't even say his name right. We talked about this. Chris D'Elia?
Oh, D'Elia. D'Elia.
He's not even a comic.
I know. You know what? I'll say that. You know, when I first saw the guy, I thought, well, I stuck up for him. I said, look, the guy's funny. Then it turns out he steals jokes, and his dad's the biggest producer in Hollywood.
Steals jokes, and then he's sucking on fucking Justin Bieber's dick right now.
Yeah, he's such a cunt.
Sucking on that
I'd
shit.
I'd like to kick
And then he has a, like, I have an album coming out.
Oh.
And it's just like, just fucking shoot me.
I would like to rape him with Justin Bieber.
That's corporate right there. If you want to talk about anything with Whitey, with the internet, that's corporate shit.
Yo, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with
everything?
Everything.
What's wrong with that? That piece of shit is in comedy.
He's funny though.
No, he's not when he steals jokes.
No.
Really?
But you
really?
Didn't say, I you know, didn't say you that know about
what?
Let me tell
you something. You know what?
You know what? If you look at Kevin Hart's set, you'll
cotton
see.
Cotton is comfortable. Everybody, cotton is comfortable.
No. Even Richard Pryor, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Hart.
Spectrums.
All ripped straight from fucking Richard Pryor. Straight from him.
No, wait, you just said that. You just included Richard Pryor stealing from Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I took him out.
Right.
But Richard Pryor was a genius.
Kevin Hart is a cunt fucking midget.
Okay, yeah, they all stole from him. Everybody's doing an impression of somebody.
Yeah, but Chris is stealing from open micers in LA.
They're pieces of shit. Every one of them, Kevin Hart is a piece of shit.
Yeah,
if I saw that motherfucker, I would fuck him in the eye.
I don't have any feelings about him. You know,
he's just a piece of shit.
He's just another dude trying to make shit happen.
Material, you're a piece of shit.
I mean, I don't think you're really dope and nobody doesn't accuse you of stealing their shit.
No, you're a piece of shit. If you steal
somebody's
material, you're a piece of shit.
Everybody that's big has been accused of stealing shit.
And they're pieces of shit.
They're
Bill Hicks hasn't.
Bill Hicks hasn't.
You know what? No. Fucking Richard Pryor hasn't.
Cosby hasn't.
Red Fox hasn't. Kippadotta
hasn't.
Carlin hasn't. None of these motherfuckers were accused of stealing. Mencia. Robin Williams. Kevin Hart, Chris D'Elia, all these fucking cunts have been accused of stealing because they're cunts. They're big fucking piece of shit cunts. They should kill themselves. D'Elia should kill his father and kill himself.
I love that. We've ended it like that.
You got so much passion.
I just think, you know what, if you don't do your own shit, kill yourself, you piece of
By the way, that's how
you
say
it. I do agree if you don't do your own shit.
Hicks is God, by the way. Hicks is God.
Hicks was a god.
Yeah, he was.
He told everyone, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then people stole his shit.
Dennis Leary.
Thank you. That's what... So, I've been out on this. We got 8 seconds. Mitch Hedberg, someone told me, what a genius. I said, yeah, he was. When he was Stephen Wright, you fuck. Stephen Wright was a genius. Mitch Hedberg just did a fake accent like Stephen Wright.
Hey, well, even Picasso sampled, you know, even Picasso stole, even Salvador Dali stole.
And they should die. Let's end this motherfucker. Give me music.
Good night.
Are we out? Yeah. motherfuckers, Ryan Talmo, Damar Randy.
Hey, hit me up on Twitter, Damar Randy Show. At Damar Randy Show.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.